Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Talking about death and what follows afterwards can be very, very, very difficult for people. A part of that is talking about the financial aspect, right? Like funerals, burials, cremation, they all can be expensive services, but so often the purchase decision is made at the time of great stress, and it can feel like honoring your loved one means buying a package maybe you can't afford. To talk about the costs of some of these expenses and some alternatives, we're joined by Mallory Green. She is the CEO and co-founder of Irene, an online cremation and end-of-life platform. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Online cremation and end-of-life technology platform. What does that mean?
You know, I like to think of us as a modern funeral home. There are still obviously the operational things happening on the back end. We have to pick up your loved one and transfer them and actually proceed with either the cremation or the burial. But from the arrangement process, we are online. So you can make arrangements with Irene by phone, or you can do it entirely self-serve on our website. And the main reason for that is that, as you've just described, families are often grieving, they're stressed, there's a lot going on after you lost someone. And so the requirement to be in person the first thing after you've lost someone and fill out a bunch of paperwork and just do everything face-to-face, we didn't feel is a reasonable ask of grieving families. So we really have brought the funeral industry into the 21st century.
And that ask has been, as old as time. You always had to go in person to do those
right.
Sorts of
things. I think it's what everyone thinks about when you think of a funeral home. You think of movie theater carpeting, very old school, traditional, maybe a suit from the 70s. Yeah. I mean, it's just what we all think about, right? Yeah. But times are changing and consumers' needs are changing.
Now, there is some physicality to a funeral home, because the ones I've been to, they have maybe chapels, they've got visitation rooms, they do all those sorts of things. If you're online, is someone able to book a physical place for a visitation or a celebration of life? Or how does that dynamic, how does that
yeah.
element work?
Very good question. So today, about 72% of Canadians choose cremation as their final disposition. And the reason for that is because it's way more flexible in terms of how you memorialize someone. So we're not necessarily always now having actual memorial services within the funeral home. People are kind of choosing more unique memorials. So whether that's at a park or a museum or something that reflects that person that they are memorializing. So Irene really focuses on the initial decision that has to be made, which is you choose cremation, you choose burial, or in some provinces, there's something called alkaline hydrolysis, which is a water-based cremation. And so that decision has to be made relatively quickly after someone has passed away. And so we're focused on that and then providing families with the tools to then decide how they memorialize someone on their own terms.
And this part is morbid. So that someone comes to pick up your loved one and take them somewhere. Is that an Irene employee, or is that a service that you provide in addition to other things?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So our model is different in every province that we serve, but the easiest way to describe the funeral industry is that it's a 24/7 essential service, and there's essentially different players that exist within it. So there's funeral homes, there's crematoriums, there's cemeteries, and then there's something called transfer services. And transfer services are often working for many funeral homes to, as you said, kind of move the deceased throughout the province and get them to their final disposition. And so essentially what Irene has done is we have skipped over the need for a physical funeral home, and we've gone straight to these partner providers that other funeral homes would utilize. So for example, in Ontario, we have about 10 different partners throughout the province. And in each new province we go into, we establish new partners that help us kind of run on the operational side. But what that allows us to do is keep our costs down, because we don't have the high overhead of a physical funeral home. We can actually charge about half the cost of a traditional funeral home.
Right. I'm making a poor analogy to food delivery, and I don't mean to be flippant about it, but some restaurants, and especially in the olden days, used to have a driver who would deliver just for that restaurant. And now we have Uber Eats, where it is a different human in a vehicle that can deliver for many, many different restaurants. Is that a fair comparison?
Exactly. And I think overall, the goals of all of these services is to bring down costs for the business, but also bring down costs for the consumer.
Mm. So the buckets that you talked about, there is funeral, burial, cremation. In a traditional model, what is the ballpark cost on those three things? And through Irene, what is the ballpark cost on those three things?
Yes. So the average funeral, which we would guess would be kind of more traditional burial with the memorial service, would be about $10,000 to $20,000 in Canada today. A direct cremation, which is what Irene offers, the average cost across Canada is about $5,000. So Irene is $2,500 plus tax, so about 50% of that. The thing with the cost of funerals is that it, whether burial or cremation, it ranges so drastically that you could walk in a different door of a building and it would be the same business. Maybe they have a discount business and it will be a totally different price. And the reason for that is just there's very little pricing transparency that currently exists in funeral services.
It's so similar to my perception of how the wedding industry works, in that it's a room. They're serving you dinner and you're having a moment at the front of a room, but it's not that different from renting a conference room for a business. It's just as soon as you go down and call it a wedding, there's a whole different price menu offered.
Right. And you know what? The interesting thing about weddings that I was recently thinking about is it's very similar to the wedding industry in terms of how we have traditionally memorialized people, with which is generally we've always thought the more you spend on a wedding, the more you love that person and maybe your relationship is going to last forever. And it's very similar in the funeral industry, which is there's a lot of guilt involved with how you're memorializing and really like money spent equals love shown. But I think both industries are moving away from that concept. People can choose how to memorialize or how to have a wedding in whatever way that they see fit. And it doesn't reflect that love.
Now, give me a sense for how you're able to provide the cremation service at such a discount. I have two hypotheses, but I'll let you go first.
I'm very curious to hear the hypotheses, but I think honestly, the big reason that funeral services have increased, the cost of them have increased by about 35% over the past, I think, 15 years, is because of the cost of real estate. These big traditional funeral homes have very high overhead. They have vehicles and Cadillacs and mortgages and all of these things that do add to the cost. There's also obviously very high margins in funeral services. So you could argue that our margins just aren't as high. But really what we're doing is we're utilizing technology to pass on savings to families. So on the back end side that the family doesn't actually even see, our licensed funeral directors are using tools and technology that we have built as a business to make their jobs easier. So there's not, if you go into a funeral home, sometimes you will see that they're filling out paperwork endlessly, the same information repeatedly. We just don't do that. Like, we've automated all of the back end, which also, once again, can keep our costs down.
There are some categories that have proven to be very, very difficult to move to an online world. Wills have been very tough for people. Real estate has been very tough for people. My sense is that it's tough for people to change these cultural habits about what the right thing to do is for funerals and for cremation. How do you crack that? How do you crack the consumer behavior that is generations old?
That is a very good question. And I think that is a total work in progress. But I do believe that as generations change, I mean, our target market are Gen Xers who are making arrangements for their parents. And I think they have just a total different expectation, one, of how they interact with services. And I mean, as you said, we can order food on our phone and get it within 30 minutes. Like, there's just a total different expectation. I know personally, if I have to call my internet provider, like, that's like the worst part of my day. So there's just generally, we want different services and in different ways. And so I think big part of it is just like society's expectation. It's very interesting how it's evolving. I mean, when we got our very first family who chose to utilize us, I was like, this is so wild that we could, within a few days of launching our business, someone would trust us enough. And I think it's just been kind of the reputation that we've built over time and this like network effect of people referring business. And we still, despite being an online business, there is always going to be a human element to our business. We have licensed funeral directors. You can speak to them 24/7. We have the best people in the industry on our team. just so happens to be like 95% women on our team. But it's, yeah, I think generally there's still that human element, and we never want people to lose sight of that with Irene. Like, we're really focused on compassion, but we think that you can provide high quality services and still have a fair price.
I can imagine it's harder for my parents' generation to even conceive of this. Because when I think about the wills that I've come in contact with, or those you know, family members that I know, they name the funeral home. And that funeral home's probably been on that same plot of land for 50 or 100 years.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's interesting what we're finding now, because of the people who are often choosing our services, Gen Xers and even millennials, we call them influencers in our business. They're obviously maybe a bit more far removed from the death most often. So they are kind of guiding the family through the decision of who to choose. We are finding people saying to us, my family for the past, as you said, 50 years has gone to this one funeral home, and we're switching it up. And I actually don't know why that is, but I think it is just how Irene speaks to people. It's that we're honest, we're affordable, and we just make a really difficult time a little bit easier on families. Like, that's really what we're focused on. So there is definitely a total shift happening. And I would say, like, the oldest person that has chosen to use Irene, he was, I think, 102.
Wow.
And he actually fully was comfortable online. So, yeah. I mean, it's just a changing world, right?
Yeah. One last question. As you look globally, I would assume other countries are making similar inroads into innovating these industries that are old. Which countries are leading the push in your space in particular?
That is a really great question. You know, I think what's interesting is if you look globally, there are some countries who are 100% cremation. And when I think about leading the push, I think about how can we sustain our current funeral practices? Because the answer is we cannot. I mean, a lot of cemeteries are running out of space. If you look at London, in the UK, I think it's 10 years or so, they'll be fully out of cemetery space. And so when I think about leaders in the space, like, Japan is 100% cremation rate. And I do think that what will naturally occur from that push to cremation is more environmentally sustainable options. And actually, the interesting part about that is that in the US, there's way more sustainable options that currently exist for Americans. So it's interesting. Like the globally, there's always going to be ways to memorialize people and what's considered culturally appropriate. But there are some things that are happening globally that there has to be changes. Like, we can't actually sustain what we're currently doing within funeral services.
Very interesting stuff. Mallory, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mallory Green is the CEO and co-founder of Irene, which I now understand what an online cremation and end-of-life technology platform actually is, because she explained it so well. It's a whole new world out there.